1 Samuel chapter 23. Then they told David, saying, "The Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floors." And for this reason David inquired of Yahweh, saying, "Shall I go and kill these Philistines?" Yahweh said to David, "Go, kill the Philistines and save Keilah." David's men said to him, "We are afraid here in Yehuda. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines?" Then David inquired of Yahweh yet again, and Yahweh answered him and said, "Arise, go down to Keilah, because I will deliver the Philistines into your hand." So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. And so David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. And it came to pass, when Abiathar the son of Ahimelech fled to David to Keilah, he came down with an ephod in his hand. And it was told Shaul that David was come to Keilah. And Shaul said, "Elohim has delivered him into my hand, because he shut in by entering into a town that has gates and bars." And Shaul called all the people together to go to war, to go down to Keilah, to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Shaul secretly practiced mischief against him. And he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring the ephod here." Then David said, "O Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, your servant has certainly heard that Shaul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Shaul come down as your servant has heard? O Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, I beg of you, tell your servant." And Yahweh said, "He will come down." Then David said, "Will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Shaul?" And Yahweh said, "They will deliver you up." And David and his men, which were about 600, rose and departed out of Keilah and went wherever they could go. And it was told Shaul that David had escaped from Keilah, and he forbore to go forth. And David stayed in the wilderness in strongholds and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Shaul sought him out every day, but Yahweh delivered him not into his hand. And David saw that Shaul was come out to seek his life, and David was in the wilderness of Ziph in the wood. And Jonathan, Shaul's son, rose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in Yahweh. And he said to him, "Do not fear. The hand of Shaul my father shall not find you, and you shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you, so that also Shaul my father knows." And they too made a covenant before Yahweh. And David stayed in the wood, and Jonathan went to his house. Then came up the Ziphites to Shaul to Gibeah, saying, "Does not David hide himself with us in strongholds in the woods, in the hill of Hachilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? For this reason, O king, come down according to all the desire of your soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand." Shaul said, "Blessed are you of Yahweh, for you've compassion on me. Go, I ask of you, prepare yet, and know and see his place where his haunt is, and who has seen him there, for it is told to me that he deals very subtly. See for this reason, and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hides himself, and you come again to me with certainty, and I will go with you. And it shall come to pass, if he is in the land, that I will search him out throughout all the thousands of Yehuda." And they rose and went to Ziph before Shaul. But David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the plain on the south of Jeshimon. Shaul also and his men went to seek him, and they told David, and for this reason he came down into a rock and stayed in the wilderness of Maon. And when Shaul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. And Shaul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on that side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away for fear of Shaul, because Shaul and his men compassed David and his men round about to take them. But there came a messenger to Shaul, saying, "Haste, haste, come, for the Philistines have invaded the land." For this reason Shaul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines, and therefore they called that place Selah Hamalekoth. And David went up from there and dwelt in strongholds at En-Gedi. End of chapter